Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching online worship service, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And God has spoken to us that as a flock, we are going upstairs, going around it. And God has been speaking to us recently that we are going to send a team, the mission team to Nagasaki. And right after that this church was established, God has said before that we are going to send a team to Nagasaki before. And then God sent a team to prepare us, and then God has sent a team 5 or 7 times. And then God said that we are going to start sending the team to Nagasaki again. So the members will be under 40 years. So 18 years old until like 40, under 40 years members, they're going to join the team and they're going to be sent. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They are going to worship through the internet. The members will be 5 or 7. And if the members will be increased, then we are going to divide it. And then the team will be watching the movie about the martyrdom. And the team will be being after the hearts of God. And they're going to be working together. This reminds me of the story of Exodus. And only the Joshua and the Caleb and other people died. And also the second and the third generations rise up and then they conquered the land of Canaan. The difference is that first generation and second generations have a faith, and some people have raised again. So that's the difference. But so we are going to do the God's will together. Since today, we are going to enter into the different seminar. The seminar's title is that is there Satan? Is there evil spirits? So I thought that I need to name the titles and name the titles of the videos. So the spiritual things are very important. And then the latter part of Jesus' life is that Jesus was led by the Spirit to be tempted by the evil spirit, by the Satan. So Jesus was tempted by Satan, and in order to accomplish God's plan. So this is one of the many points that God led us to do the seminar concerning evil spirits and Satan. So we need to deal with the evil spirits in the right way. So this is very important. So on August 15th, we have a Kokoro Gospel concert. And I wish the guests from Cambodia will be able to join. In addition to this, and we have a deadline for songwritings. So I ask you to write songs for ministry and also for reach out. And it's very great that God has been using worship songs. So God has been using the songs greatly. So please remember this. There is another news that there is a person who wants to give the land for building an orphanage. Also in Japan, there were people who want to build a family home in Japan. The interesting thing is that, and those who were persecuting the church and also saying bad things about us, and then God, the Holy Spirit, said that those people will be working together in the future. And I said those things won't be happening. But however, those people are also saying that I'm praying for the special meetings. And I believe that the things are changing. Also, the words of wisdom and knowledge, and then the healings happen. And when the words of knowledge and the words of wisdom are spoken, healings happen at the time. But at the same time, and even though the time difference is there, but later people listen to the message later, then they receive healing through the words of knowledge and words of wisdom. Even though there is a time lag, but God has been working strongly. And now I would like you to watch the movie, the digest movie about the Kokoro Gospel Concert. The one thing that that comes to my mind is that, and I believe that the contest at Hakuba, I believe that there are people who came to the contest, and maybe this is my own thoughts. But then, as far as I know, as far as I see, I believe that the many people who are outside the church, they came to the contest. The one thing that I thought very great. And then the great thing is that we have a right because we have worship songs and we're making songs, and so this is why we can use songs at church freely. And I just praise God for that because we can use songs freely for God's glory. The works of praise and worship, and then God sets people free, and also this is going to be used for the work of revival. And the Kokoro Gospel is the one of the central point of praise and worship ministry. And many people don't realize, but the Kaze no Hibiki and also Yasuragi no Uta, those songs are different from a Hillsong and other songs. Because the foundations is the faith. The foundation is the thanksgiving and the word of God and also listening to the voice of the Lord. We based on those faith. So it's different from, it's different. And we are spreading the works of the revival through praise and worship. And I believe that the songs are really related to your ministry. And those who are going to submit songs, and please consider about the songs for outside people and reach out. And the words, lyrics are important. As I said before, when I went to Romania, and I said this song, I was singing this song. The melodies were the same, but then lyrics were different. The presence of the Lord was different. So I was singing the song about the children, the kids of frogs. But then those words are not reaching to the hearts of people. But then when we are talking about, like when we're singing about the God's love, then those words will be reaching out to the hearts of people. So words are important. And now please take a look at the digest movie of Israel team.
信仰によって彼は約束された地に他国人のようにして住み、同じ約束を共に相続する遺作と役ごととより不満生活をしました。彼は固い基礎の上に建てられた都を待ち望んでいたのからです。その都を設計して建設されたのは神です。事実彼はさらに優れたことを、すなわち天のことに憧れていたのです。ふるさとって言ってますよね。永遠のふるさと、天のふるさと。彼らのふるさと、そして固い基礎の上に立ったエルサレムってここだってこと。そしてね、重要なことは何が重要なのかというと、我々が天のエルサレムの方に、つまり我々はここにいいですか、まだ天のエルサレムは下ってこないから、このエルサレムではなくてね、天から下ってくるエルサレムに永遠に神と共に住まれ、永遠の価値の生活に入っていくということになるんですね。
エルサレムのお御名まで祈ることの意味合いっていうのはね、分かっていると思うんでしょうね。あそこの場所は特別な場所だと、明らかにね、神殿の場所でしょ。神殿で常しえの手を置くって書いてあるんです。常しえってね、永遠の主の手を置く、あそこ永遠の主の特別な場所なんですよ。
And God has spoken to us about the overseas and the worldwide mission work. And Israel is very important as well. And Israel and then especially ministry to Israel people from Russia, and that's very important. And God has been opening up the spiritual things when we minister to Israel from Israel people from Russia. And when we minister to those people, then it means that we are also doing the overseas and worldwide mission work as well. When we go to Israel, we are spiritual Israelites, and also we are the citizens of heaven. So we think about eternity when we go to Israel. And also we are sent from eternity to on earth to do His work. And there are people, there may be people who don't have financial needs, and also who don't have a time to go to Israel. But I believe that that God is going to open the door for you to join the mission trip. And there are many people who came to Israel miraculously. And with God, all things are possible. And then when God is going to work to help you to go to Israel, please take a look at the 1 minute Christian key point. Hello everyone. Today's theme is that there are seven in the first on the white horse. The second one is a red horse. The red is a color of blood. That there might be the wars, and I believe that there will be lots of problems. The third one is that the black horse, and it means that we are going to have a famine. We are going to lack a lot of food throughout the world. And then the Revelation chapter 6 and 6. And the fourth one is that a blue horse. And then 1/4 of the polar population will die. And Russia and then Iran and Libya will join together to attack Israel. And also the Christians will be martyred. Lots of people will be dying. And the fifth one is that the mouth of them. And the Antichrist will persecute Christians, and many Christians will face martyrdom. The sixth seal is that the first big earthquake. And Russia and also other countries are going to be destroyed. And the heavens will pass away, and also the there might be our nuclear weapons. The seventh seal, and about 6 months, there will be nothing happen. And after the seven seals, the seven trumpets will be blown. The tribulations will be divided into two. until 3.5 years. There are seven seals and the seven trumpets are in the half part of the Great Tribulations. So the peace of Middle East is the sign of the Great Tribulation. The rapture will, there are people who say that rapture will happen before the Great Tribulation. The reasons why people say is that Christian will be protected before the, but it's wrong. Christians is not gonna be judged. But also Christian will be built their faith in the time of difficulties. So first 3.5 years of the Great Tribulations is that the problems are happening because so that the people will be risen, where people will be raised up. The biblically speaking, when we search in the Bible, the pre-rapture theory is wrong. As I talk with Mr. Marlin Carlers concerning rapture, Marlin Carlers says that the rapture will happen in the middle of the tribulation, 3.5 years, and just like on us, because the Bible clearly speaks about it. So there are seven seals. And also the great revival will be taking place in the time of the first 3.5 years. And God loves us. And there are no people that God doesn't love. God loves us. The point is that God's love is filled in the Word of God. So the Word of God is very important. And I want to welcome people from Pastor Leon's church. So that God's love is filled in the Word of God. Lightheart Boink, he was a minister in 20 centuries and also equal to Billy Graham. And then Lightheart Boink was working in the United States. And sometimes 1 million people gathered at his ministry time. Reinhard Bonnke, when he first began the ministry in the United States, about 10 or 15 people gathered in the beginning. So when we first did the ministry, so 3,000 people gathered, so probably at the time he had a really hard time. So we have lots of God's promises and His words of God. God's promises and God's words. So we can apply to the words of God. And at the same time, we can receive a word of God through the Holy Spirit. And they're very important. The more we receive the Word of God, the more we receive blessings. The Word of God is spoken to us through the Holy Spirit. And also we can we can hold on to the word of God. We can reach out and we can hold on to the word of God as well. So for example, when we first started the church, the fruits of the thanksgivings are not that great at the time compared to now. But then since the Marian Carothers came to our church and he taught us about the thanksgiving, and we started receiving many testimonies about thanksgiving. So we receive many testimonies about thanksgiving. And also Pastor Oka's church, he has been giving thanks to the Lord a thousand times. So he praised God and gave thanks to the Lord. So there's a difference between we gave thanks to the Lord and when we didn't give thanks to the Lord. So there was a lot of difference. So we are so blessed and we are loved by God. But the key point is that the word of God. So there's a miracle in His word. So when God spoke to us, we should not forget His word. So we also need to hold on to the words of promises. So interesting point is that when we look at the Bible, and from the Genesis, everything began from the Word of God. This is a very important point. So when we first begin something, most of the time, so when we want to desire something, we want to do, but then not something new happened. It needs to begin from the Word of God. So it's important that we receive the Word of God. So when the worldwide mission work started in the beginning, God has given us His word that you're going to be sent to the whole world. So we hold on to the word of God. And then another thing is that when we are beginning the work of orphanage, then God has given us that He's going to begin His work of orphanage, that we hold on to the word of God. So the word of God is very important. So if you have a word of God and the promise of God that God has given to you, or you can apply to it, so please hold on to the word of God. So when you face the problems and difficulties, we try to think and try to solve ourselves. But then the word of God is the strongest point to overcome difficulties. So we need to apply the word of God to the problem. So when I was sick and when I had a disease and I thought I was done, but then the word of God, the ask and it will be given to you, the word came to my heart. So I pray to God 8 hours a day that I will be healed. And then God healed me. So in the time of disease, God gave me word. So, and also when God says that they give thanksgiving in all circumstances, so when we gave thanks to the Lord, and then God works in the situation. So through the word of God, that God's blessings are released. Let me pray. Lord, I pray that you're going to work in each one of us. They are wonderful words of God, but then there are people who are not holding to the word of God. If you hold on to it, and then you will see the God's glory. There are people who don't understand God's love. But then the person doesn't understand that God is working through the word of God. So please hold on to the word of God. And you, there are people who are in the problem and then difficulty. But then there are words of God that in the Bible that can apply to your problem. So find your word of God. Find the word of God. Let's pray for your healing. And let's have a time of repentance and then pray for your healing. I pray, Lord God, that you're going to heal people. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of sickness leave. In the name of Jesus, be healed, 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 be healed. And there are people who have a problem with your jars, and God is healing you. And there's another person who has a headache. God is healing you. There's a person who is healing your back and also the bottom part and the leg. God is healing you. I declare healing in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please stand up.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
The grace of the Lord, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.